Part design, part 15. Item 42. Page Aleph Tuf Tuf Kuf Yud Bet. I'll say it again. We move to Talmud Eser Sfirot, book number 6, part 16, item 42, which is the letter Mem Bet. It is in page Aleph Tuf Tuf Kuf Yud Bet. Our preparation part is from the Ramak, Rav Moshe Cordovero. When one comes to learn in the Torah, to study the Torah, one needs to have an intention that one learns this matter that is dealing with godly things, that the intensity of their internality is concealed from him. Again, when one comes to study the Torah, one needs to have the intention that one learns the matter, this matter that is dealing with godly things, that their intensity is concealed from him. Sorry, the intensity of their internality is concealed from him.
Talmud Eser Sfirot, part 16, book number 6, item 42. It is written in the Zohar Kedoshim about the secrets of the Torah. Adam HaRishon did not have anything of Olam HaZeh. One righteous made use of his Nukva, and one goof was made of the usage, whose or is more than all those angels above, etc. First, I will explain a certain matter that I heard briefly from my teacher, and then I will elaborate more as much as I heard later on. Item 43. Adam HaRishon had no part of Olam HaZeh, which is Olam HaAsiya. His guf was from Olam Yetzirah, his nefesh from Olam Briah, his ruach from Nukva de Zeran Pindat Zilut, and his neshama from Zeran Pindat Zilut. Also, he had neshama to neshama from Abba ve'ima de Atzilut. What shall I do? Shall we read below? Yes. We are reading item 43 below, or Pnimi. His guf was from Olam Yetzirah, his nefesh from Olam Briah, his ruach from Nukva de Zeran Pindat Zilut, and his neshama from Zeran Pindat Zilut. Also, he had neshama to neshama from Abba ve'ima de Atzilut. We need a close examination here to compare this short text with the elaborate text presented later and with the rest of the articles regarding that matter. We must know that before the sin of Etz Hadat, Adam had two b'chinot naran. He had Naran from Bia, and also Naran from Atzilut. He also had a Malbush Chitzon on them, like the current corporal goof about which it is said, then the Lord God formed men of the dust of the ground, etc. It is presented below that all the Olamot were on a higher level than they are now, because from the Koren Chazed Yetzirah downward was Mador HaKlipot. Zeran Pindat Zilut was in the place of Abba. a nukva in the place of Ima. Bria in the place of Zeran Pindatzilut. And Garde Yetzira in the place of Nukva Datzilut. The bottom six of Yetzira in the place of the top six of the Korn Bria. Garde Asiya in the place of the bottom four. Garde Asiya in the place of the bottom four of the Korn Bria, and the bottom six of Asiya in the place of the top six of the Korn Yetzira. This is because the Yom Raglin was in the place of the Korn Chazeh de Yetzira. The Malbush Chitzon of Adam Arishon was made of Malchut de Asiya, called dust of the earth. And indeed, the place of Beit HaMikdash was built from this Briyad de Malchut. However, Asiya was then completely above the Korn Chazeh de Yetzira. Afterwards, the Naran from Bia, he had Nefesh Ruach from Asiya and Yetzira, which are also called Trinat Guf of Adam HaRishon, because the Vak are called Guf. Finally, he had Neshama from Bria. After that, he had Naran from Atzilut, Nefesh from Nukva Datzilut, that was clothed in Olam Yetzira. And for the clothing of Nukva in Olam Yetzira, which is Prinat Zeran Pin, for this reason, this Nefesh is named Ruach. He had Ruach from Zeran Pin Datzilut, which is clothed in Olam Bria, and for the dressing of Zeran Pin in Bria, which is Prinat Neshama and Yeshut, hence this Ruach is named Neshama. In addition, he had Neshama to Neshama from Zon Datzilut, which are then in the place of Abba Veima. It is written, his goof was from Olam Yetzira, meaning his prinat ruach nefesh, called vak of or goof, were both from Olam Yetzira. This is because the past Asiya stood above Chazeh de Yetzira and was thus considered that her nefesh, which also received from Asiya, is also Prinat Yetzira compared to now. It is written, his nefesh from Olam Bria. It means that he had Prinat Neshama from Olam Bria. Meaning, his Prinat Neshama was from Olam Bria, and it is called Nefesh, relating to Nefesh Da'atzilut. This is the meaning of his Ruach from Nukva Da'atzilut, meaning from the part of Nukva closed in the Garde Yetzira. It is called Ruach because of the Hitlapshut in Olam Yetzira, which is Prinat Zer Anpin and Ruach. This is the meaning of and his neshama from Zeran Pin Da'atzilut. In other words, it is from the part of Zeran Pin called in Olam Bria. It is called neshama even though everything that comes from Zeran Pin is only ruach. This is because of his itlapshut in Bria, which is prinat neshama and prinat yeshut. It is written, also, he had neshama to neshama from Abba ve'ima, meaning from Zon that rose and clothed Abba ve'ima. This is because Zeran Pin rose to the place of Abba and Nukva to the place of Ima. Next, we are moving into item 44 above. Wait.
Uh, האם זה מובן לכולם?
Is it understood by everyone?
מה?
What? Can you explain simply what is going on? As much as I will explain more, you will lose more. You need to try to make an effort as much as you can to try and understand what it's written here, and through this effort to understand the text, the eternity will come. You cannot make an effort now about the eternity because you don't know what's inside, but the effort on the eternity, just to understand in your mind what he's saying, you can, because you don't understand what Yetzirah, where it is, Abba Ve'ima, Luzon, this is so and so. Why Guf is called Vak and Vak is so? In short, you don't know anything here. Even though I'm making sketches, it's not good. But somehow, you know, try to understand what he's saying. Again, you cannot long to something which is above your understanding, but along with it, the eternity will come. There is no other way to advance to spirituality only by making the effort. The effort should only be to something that is inside, that will open the picture for us, that we will feel what it is talking about. Read again item 43 below. Again item 43 below. His guf was from Olam Yetzira, his nefesh from Olam Briah, his ruach from Nukva de Zeran Pinda Atzilut, and his neshama from Zeran Pinda Atzilut. Also, he had neshama to neshama from Abba ve'ima de Atzilut. We need a close examination here to compare this short text with the elaborate text presented later and with the rest of the articles regarding the matter. We must know that before the sin of Etz Hadat, Adam had two Bchinot Naran, and he had Naran from Bia, and also Naran from Atzilut. He also had a Malbush Chitzon on them, like the Koran Corporal Guf, about which it is said, "Then the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground." It is presented below that all the Olamot were on a higher level than they are now, because from the current Hazed Yetzirah downward was Mador HaKlipot. Zeran Pinda Atzilut was in the place of Abba, Nukva in the place of Ima, Bria in the place of Zeran Pinda Atzilut, and Gar de Yetzira in the place of Nukva de Atzilut, the bottom six of Yetzira in the place of the top six of the Korn Bria, Gar de Asiya in the place of the bottom four of the Korn Bria, and the bottom six of Asiya in the place of the top six of the current Yetzira. This is because the Siyum Raglin was in the place of the current Chazed de Yetzira. The Malbush Chitzon of Adam, is that clear how it was? What? What does he write here that it's Rav now?
Okay.
It's not understood to me why he's saying from the Chazé de Tiraf now, and then he says the Bria of now. What does it mean now and then? These are two words of now in Hebrew, it's the same thing. Rav is saying it's the same thing. What is now? Don't you know? Now and now is now. He explains to us. Any other questions? Can I ask about?
No.
What does it mean to understand them mechanically, like some kind of objects, or to try to understand what is hidden behind it? Look, what we don't obtain, we will not name or achieve. If we don't obtain those levels, we are not in them, in our senses, in our feeling, in our vessels, in our lives, of what he's talking about. It means that we do not know what we do not obtain, we do not know. That's it. So, knowing means to be inside the eternity of the level, of the step. And before that, you're reading in order to obtain it, to come to it. That the study who comes as a mean to obtain a certain level is a mean. It means the light in it is bring you into good, that there is a force inside of it that helps me acquire the level that is talked about. And when I acquire this level, I also open a book, I also study, but I'm already studying now, and it's obvious to me where I'm at, and this book is now to me like a tour guide, that I'm in this place and I look inside the book and I say, oh yes, this is like this and this is like that, and I now know where I'm about. I obtain what's written in the book with my senses. So we have two levels. One level is in order to correct ourselves and to obtain a certain level, and the other thing is to obtain the level, to be in it. Like the Ari is in this level, also a man who comes to the same level is now exactly seeing what the Ari is writing about, his feeling, what the Ari was feeling.
No.
So, what do I have to aim my thought to come to feel the eternity, to come to the now? Meanwhile, we need to aim ourselves to receive from here the force, the help force that will give us the vessels, the sense to feel the level. This is called the light that corrects him, that brings him back to good. What's written there? Abba Ve'ima, fixed Abba Ve'ima? Yes. The sketching below, couldn't hear.
Sir?
Okay.
Okay.
You didn't answer Valak's question. He asked you in item Kufnun Hey, although they do not understand what they are studying, but through their strong will to understand, they awaken upon themselves the surrounding lights who correct their souls. To understand, it means to obtain. To obtain? What does understanding called? Understanding is the last level of obtaining, that you understand all the cause and consequences. Now, how it arranges, it is understood or not, where the vessels of Adam HaRishon are in comparison to the vessels of the worlds? No. So read again. Again, item 43 below. His guf was from Ulam Yitzira, his nefesh from Ulam Briah, his ruach from Nukva de Zeran Pin de Atzilut, and his neshama from Zeran Pin de Atzilut. Also, he had neshama to neshama from Abba Ve'ima de Atzilut. Again, his guf was from Ulam Yitzira, his nefesh from Ulam Briah. His ruach from Nukva de Zeran Pin de Atzilut, and his neshama from Zeran Pin de Atzilut. Also, he had neshama to neshama from Abba Ve'ima de Atzilut. We need a close examination here to compare this short text with the elaborate text presented later, and with the rest of the articles regarding that matter. We must know that before the sin of Etz Hadat, Adam had two prinot naran. He had naran from Bia, and also naran from Atzilut. He also had malbush chitzon on them, like the current corporal goof, about which it is said, then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground. It is presented below that all of the olamot were on a higher level than they are now, because from the current Chazeh de Yetzirah downward was Mador HaKlipot. Zeran Pin de Atzilut was in the place of Abba, and Nukva in the place of Ima. Briah in the place of Zeran Pin de Atzilut, and Gar de Yetzirah in the place of Nukva de Atzilut. The bottom six of Yetzirah in the place of the top six of the current Briah. Gar de Asiyah in the place of the bottom four of the current Briah. And the bottom six of Asiyah in the place of the top six of the current Yetzirah. This is because the Siyum Raglin was in the place of the current Chazeh de Yetzirah. Is that clear? He's writing in the beginning, and neshama to neshama, chaya neshama de neshama is the same thing, because chaya we do not obtain in those vessels, or chaya clothed in our neshama. What is what it says that the worlds were in a higher level than they are now? We are studying that correction is happening on Nei de Galgalta. Above Nei de Galgalta, it is called Akudin. There are vessels who do not need correction, and below in Nei de Galgalta, they do need correction. And in order to correct the vessels that of Nei de Galgalta, Sag is going down, Nekudot de Sag are going down and are intermingling with Nei de Galgalta. Restriction Bet is being done in Nekudot de Sag, Malchut is connecting to Bina, and in that Partsuf Nekudot de Sag is being divided into two parts. We're studying. This is a Tabur, let's say, the general Tabur. Here is Netzach Od Yesod, the Ak. And there are vessels here which are Galgal Teinaim in the Nekudot de Sag. This is the place of Olam HaAtzilut, a place, not the world of Atzilut, Ela Makom. And there are two thirds of Tiferet, Netzach Od Yesod and Malchut, which the two thirds of Tiferet is the place of the Olam HaBriya, Netzach Od Yesod is the place of Olam HaYetzira, and Malchut is the place of the Olam HaAsiya. Places to the worlds what that will follow, come to be. But the Olamot were created from Malchut Datzilut, who went up to Abba Ve'ima Datzilut, and the worlds were created in such a way that Olam HaBriya was born from Ped Abba Ve'ima Datzilut. So he's standing in the place of Zeran Pin Datzilut. Olam HaYetzira was born from in a lower level, meaning in a level that came out like Nukva Datzilut, from Chazed de Zeran Pin Datzilut, and below until the Chazed of the place of Briah, and from Olam Yetzirah came out from Chazed Olam HaBriah till Chazed Olam Yetzirah. There are the worlds, and there is the place for the worlds. Like we shall say, there is our universe, and there's what is filling the universe. If you remove all the material from our universe outside of it, there will be left some place. What is the place? We do not feel, but we only feel what is filling the place. With the place itself, we have no connection, because there are higher degree vessels from what is filling us. These are vessels higher than ours. Here as well, the vessels of Olamot Bia are vessels who are coming after the restriction bit, after the breaking and after the correction. Vessels very small, much, much lower than the vessels of Nekudot de Sag, because this is Sag, this is Akudim, who went down. Sag, his Nekudot is the place, it's Bina. Inside the place, the Makom, there are the vessels of the Olamot. This is how it's like with us. We do not feel the place of the reality, of even of the physical universe. We don't feel it. We have no hold in it. Only according to the material in it, like all sorts of blocks in it, stars, and by it we are more or less grabbing the place. This is how we measure and somehow we know our whereabouts. So the worlds that are in
a place in the Makom, like in our world, these blocks of material are moving inside the place. The Olamot behave the same, they move inside the place to the world. Bria Yetzira can be in their place where they were created, and they were created from Peda Abaveima to Chazed Yetzira, where the worlds of Bia are standing, and from below Chazed Yetzira there's the section of the Klipot. And later on, after the sin of Etzadat, Adam in his sin caused the worlds of Bia to go down to their fixed place. Like I drew here, two-thirds of Tiferet Nehi, Vemalchut and Nekudot Pesag. So there's the fixed place of the world, and there's a place for the world which is unfixed, which is temporary, that they had prior to Adam HaRishon's sin. After the sin, when the Olamot went down to their fixed place, this is indeed their fixed place. They are not going up or down. But the souls do go up and down inside the worlds, towards the worlds, but the worlds themselves do not change their position anymore. But it wasn't the case before the sin. Why does he have to explain it? Because that is why the sin was made. So, because the worlds weren't in their place, and Adam HaRishon, that is where he was mistaken. He was sinned. We will later on see where and why he was mistaken. He had an external malbush on him. What is external dressing? He's saying that the external dressing is, there's some vessel which is called malbush achitzon, which is called afar, dust. It resembles our material body, which Adam HaRishon had. I've written here dust. I don't know what it is. He's writing afar, so I'm writing afar. Can I do it? I don't know more than that. This is what is written. He's written that it is resembling our material body, an external malbush, malbush chitzon, resembling the physical body of now. Meaning there was then Adam had something resembling the material body of now. We know that guf is called vak. It can be material, can be in order to receive. But then how can it be that Adam HaRishon had something in order to receive? It's impossible, because he was old prior to the sin. There was no such structure, such will in order to receive. So what is it called? The fire from the dust from the earth, which resembles our material body. What does it mean, resemble? No. And what does it mean, dust from the earth? There was such an observation who was in Kedusha, in holiness, that after the sin became the material body, exactly like ours, not resembling. We will see what it is. Of course, he's talking about wheels. We're talking about wheels and lights too, one against the other. So we will see what he's talking about. It is unknown yet. More. That's it. Everything else is understood. Okay. You don't even know how to ask, right? That is the problem. So we need to read again. please ask. You can say whatever you want to and to confuse yourself even more. There's no command to do so, but you can. So we are continuing with our study. You can say from a thousand angles. He explains to you in one cut. You want to approach it and from a different angle, so you don't feel the connection. Okay. We are in continuing reading. The Malbush Chitzon of Adam HaRishon was made from Malchut Asiya, called dust of the earth. And indeed, he's reading from a different place. It's already clear to us what he's talking about, Vak Nefesh, which were from Olam HaYetzira. Because the Asiya of then was standing above Chazed Yetzirah, so he was receiving from its Asiya, but the level of Asiya was as Yetzirah. And it was considered that also his Nefesh, whom he had received from Asiya, is also in the aspect of Yetzirah in the world of now. Okay. And this is what he says, and he saw was from Olam Abriya, meaning B'chinat HaNeshama he had from Olam Abriya, and it is called in the name of Nefesh towards the Nefesh of Atzilut. And this is that it says, and his Ruach is from Nukva de Zeran Pin de Atzilut, meaning from the part of Nukva who is customized in Gar de Yetzirah of Den. And it is called in the name of Ruach because it was customizing in Olam HaYetzirah, which is the aspect of Zeran Pin and Ruach. So how does Nefesh from Bria and Ruach from Yetzirah? Well, Shiovitz, again, what was the question? I see that you are in a higher place than us. He says that Ruach from Yetzirah and Nefesh from Bria. It is the opposite. Ruach is higher than Nefesh, so how can there be Ruach from Yetzirah and Nefesh from Bria? Nefesh he receives from Olam HaYetzirah. Is the question is clear? Nefesh is higher, right, from Ruach. So why does Nefesh receives from Bria and Ruach from a lower level, from Yetzirah? Maybe because the worlds are still not, there is no such thing. The letter of steps does not change because he's talking about different vessels. He's talking about Ruach, the Yetzirah, and Yetzirah, it's Ruach. When he's talking about the Nefesh, he's talking about what you receive, where you receive from, meaning learn how do Kabbalistics are not exactly correct in naming the things, but because they're in those levels, it's understood to them what they're talking about, what they're writing about, and whoever's in those levels, he has no doubt about what's written by the Kabbalistics, and we are confused. But this confusion that we have in comparison to those who attain and do not have the confusion, the gap between our confusion and their clarity is a good gap, because with this gap, we make the effort and we get confused and we do not know and we are in doubts and forgetfulness, and this is the place of our effort, and by the effort on this gap, which is caused through out of concealment, we leap the concealment, and slowly by slowly we attract the forces that helps us reveal what is being concealed from us. So we should like this confusion that they are doing on purpose to us. You see Baal HaSulam how he explains it. He's confusing us even more. He could have said all of this in two words. No, he's adding to the confusion. Next.
In line Zeranpin.
And this is the meaning of his neshama from Zeranpin Da'atzilut. In other words, it is from the part of Zeranpin clothed in Olam Bria. It is called neshama, even though everything that comes from Zeranpin is only ruach. This is because of his itlapshut in Bria, which is prinat neshama and prinat yeshut. It is written, also he had neshama to neshama from Abba v'Ima, meaning from zone that rose and closed Abba v'Ima. This is because the Anpin rose to the place of Abba and Nukva to the place of Ima. Who can explain the whole or part of the picture? Are you all shy? Can you repeat? Not everything. It is not so clear why he received from Ruach and Bria. Why didn't he not receive from both? How can he receive from Bria? Which two kinds of light he can receive from Bria? One is receiving from Yetzirah, who is standing in the place of Malchut Da'atzilut. Instead of Malchut Da'atzilut. And one he is receiving from Bria, which is standing in the place of Zeranpin Da'atzilut. Why does he not receive from the same Yetzirah is closing in your sixth first on guard the Bria on the six lowers, and the, her first first on Malchut Da'atzilut. What did we have? Plagim platino, tnei de galgalta, nekodot de sag. What happened? This what happened?
Tabur. Siyum.
Ending. Two thirds of Tiferet, Netzachod, Yesod, Malchut. This is Ak. Ak, the meaning is Galgalta, but never mind. Nekudot de Sag are going down here. Ketav Chokhmah Binah,
חסד, גבורה, תפארת, נץ, אחוד, יסוד, מלכות.
עד
two tiferets. We have Galgalta Einayim all together. Galgalta Einayim. We have below it's Ozen, Chotem, Pe, Achap.
Makum Parsa.
The place of Parsa. Here is the place of Olam Atzilut, the place of Olamot Briah, Yetzira, Asiya. The place of the worlds. These are places. Place of Abia. This is Nekudot, the Sag. Then Olam HaNikudim is coming out, it's breaking. Olam HaNikudim in Katnut, in smallness. Olam HaNikudim in Gadlut, in greatness. Nekudim in Katnut, Nekudim in Gadlut, breaking. And Olam Atzilut is coming out. In Olam Atzilut comes out all Olam Atzilut. Suppose, let's say, Atik, Arich Anpin, Abba Ve'ima, Ve'zon. When Olam Atzilut is coming out, what does he correct from the breaking? What do we have in the breaking? From the breaking. In the breaking, what did we achieve by that? We have in the breaking Galgalta Einayim, Galgalta Einayim V'Achap, Achap, Galgalta Einayim in the Achap, and Achap in Galgalta Einayim. From those Galgalta Einayim, we assemble the world of Olam Atzilut. Achap are coming out like the Mador Klipot, the section of the Klipot. And we are left with Galgalta Einayim Shebe'achap and with Achap in Galgalta Ve'enayim. So we start sorting now Galgalta Einayim inside the Achap. What is Galgalta Einayim Shebe'achap? It is Galgalta Einayim is Olam Atzilut, if we correct the Galgalta Einayim. But when they're in the Achap, they cannot separate from the Achap. It's inside the Achap. So if we restrict the Achap, so that it will not stand in our way, interfere, and Galgalta Einayim inside the Achap, we will correct them, so we will have like the structure of Olam Atzilut inside of the Achap.
Suppose that we have here a chap. This is a kind of a material which is called a chap, and in it there is galgal tavenaim. So I'm building from those galgal tavenaim a structure which is exactly like Olam Atzilut. But it is all inside of the Achap. Only on the Achap, I'm restricting the Achap. Restriction A on the Achap I'm making, I don't use it. And on the Galgal Tavenaim, yes, I do use it. Those Galgal Tavenaim, I'm using them and building from them an image like the Olam Atzilut, the same structure. But if I have the Achap in the same position of Bet Daviot, then Olam Atzilut inside is called Olam Abriya. If the Achap is the on Gimel Daviot, the thickness, so the structure of Atzilut in it will be called Olam HaYetzira. And if the Achap inside of me is called Dalet Daviot, the structure of Atzilut in it will be called Olam HaAsiya. Listen, don't jump. Meaning, Olamot Bia are the same Olam Atzilut, but who exist inside the Aviut, inside the vessels of receiving, who although they are restricted, they do not interfere, but he is inside of them. He is overcoming them. How do we build the worlds of Bia? Olamot of Bia we are correcting by number 2, Galgal Tavenaim inside the Achap. You see? Galgal Tavenaim who are inside the Achap. How do we correct Olamot Bia in general? How do we give birth to them? Very simple. After we are finished with the Olam Atzilut, meaning we have corrected the Galgal Tavenaim, we can correct now Galgal Tavenaim inside the Achap, who cannot get out of there. How? After that, what does it mean after that? After Olam Atzilut is coming out, including Malchut Atzilut, then we can carry on with the correction. But how does Malchut Atzilut can give birth to sort and give birth to the worlds of Bia? So they're saying like this, we have the Olamot of Bia, Zon Atzilut, who are in such a level, in the level of Nefesh Ruach. In the level of Nefesh Ruach, it's called Katnut. They cannot give birth. A small one does not give birth. In order to give birth, you need to be big, to work with the light of Chochmah. To give birth means to correct the vessel and fill it with light of Chochmah. For that zone needs to rise to the level of Abba V'Ima D'Atzilut. So there's the matter of the rising of the steps. Zone arising to the level of Abba V'Ima, Abba V'Ima accordingly arising to the level of Arech Hanpin, Arech Hanpin accordingly is going to the level of Atik, Atik is rising to the level of Yishsut, which stands above it. This is how now the Parzufim of Atzilut are standing. So Zon Atzilut who are standing here in the place of Abba V'Ima Atzilut, they have not Nefesh Ruach, they have the level of Abba V'Ima, and then they can give birth. If Nukva is working instead of Pered Abba V'Ima and give birth, so it gives birth to Olam Abriya and then Yetzirah and then Asiya. How does she give birth? If she's given birth first, what does she give birth to first? To Olam Abriya, with Bet Deaviut. It's the easiest to sort Galgalta Ve'naim, who are in Bet Deaviut. So it's given birth to Olam Abriya. Where is Olam Abriya standing? Below Nukvadat Zilut, where she's here at the, in the place of Ima. So this is the place of Olam Abriya. Then, afterward, it is sorting and give birth to Olam HaYetzirah. Suppose it's a Nukva Datsilut is sorting and giving birth, although Nukva Datsilut, who is already customized in Olam HaBriya that she has gave birth to, she can give birth to a lower level. Where is Olam HaYetzirah? Olam HaYetzirah is standing in the place of Malchut Datsilut. Why is it painting it this way, that this is Olam HaYetzirah? Because zone here, those zone are standing this way, that Zeranpin is standing in all of the level, and Malchut from his Chazeh and below. She has only four Sfirot. In Zeranpin there are 10 Sfirot. This is how they're situated, standing. Why? Because we will talk about it later. And then Malchut Datsilut, who is customized in Bria, who gave birth to Yetzirah, who she gave birth to, she is given birth to Olam Asiya. It turns that here it is 10 Sfirot, here it is 4 Sfirot, here it is 6 Sfirot, and here exactly another 4 and another 6. What is 4 and 6? If we will go here, we will see what is happening. We will draw next to it the place of the worlds in their fixed in their permanent situation. So we will see like this, that here is the place of Olam HaBriya, and then the place of Olam HaYetzirah, and then Olam HaAsiya. So Olam HaYetzirah reaches the Chazeh, the Olam HaBriya, and Olam HaAsiya in his upper part is in those four, and in his lower part in those first six of Olam HaYetzirah, up to Chazeh de Olam HaYetzirah, and below the Chazeh de Olam HaYetzirah. This is Madora Klipot, the section of the Klipot. That is why the worlds do not stand in their permanent place. This is their permanent place. They're standing not in their permanent place. This is called in the time in the time of birth. This is about the place why they are standing there. Now, after we see how they are standing, so we have a different question. What do they receive, those worlds? The worlds themselves. In Olam HaAtzilut we have Galgalta Ve'naim vessels. So Olam HaAtzilut should receive Nefesh Ruach. He has no more lights if he just have Galgalta Ve'naim of the vessels. In Olamot Bria Yetzirah Ve'Asiya, which lights should be? Anybody? How can it be? Shiovitz, today you are?
You see how it is in spirituality. Every year you will be more and more stupid. You were brilliant once upon a time. What does it give to understand it this way? Before you didn't think like this. Have you advanced, or you're just looking for to justify yourself? He's an advanced guy. If Atzilut is Galgalta Ve'enayim, so which lights does it have? Nefesh Ruach, yafe, well done. And which lights are in Bria Yetzirah Asiya? If they are rising to Atzilut, or if they are in their place. You see, he did not lose his entire mind. There's something still remaining. Well, we'll see what will happen next year. Meaning, if the worlds of Bia are in their place, so in their permanent place, they only have the light of birth.
Or
the Tolada, light of birth. Very small illumination from the Olam Atzilut, just to keep them alive. If Olamot Bia are rising to Olam Atzilut, then they receive an additional light, except for their own lights, and additional lights from Atzilut. Why an additional lights? Because they have a work to be done on their Achap, a work on Galgalta Ve'enayim inside the Achap. And then they have a double Naran, Nefesh Ruach Neshama, which is in Asiya Yetzirah Briya, Nefesh Ruach Neshama. And they also have an additional, if Olamot Bia are corrected, standing in their supposedly place, they have Nefesh Ruach Neshama according to their structure. But when they rise and in a higher place, they have an illumination from the higher place, this higher place. Why is it so? Why does the place shine, illuminate? Which kind of is that? No, the place does not illuminate, but in this place there are the permanent vessels who have also risen, but they also remain below. Zond Atzilut, who are in their permanent place, and they have also risen, and they're in the place of Abba Vima Atzilut. So Zond Atzilut are in their permanent place, and therefore Olam Abriya, who have risen to this place, has from his rising also light of his own, and an addition light that is in Atzilut. This is called that he has Naran, that Olamot of Bia has their own Naran, and Naran from Atzilut, an additional from their arising above. Now, how do we call those lights? The lights we can call according to the vessels that receives the light, and according to the place where the lights are coming from. That is why we have a confusion. We are saying Olam Abriya, who is standing in the place of Zeranpin Atzilut, what does he receive? Because his Olam Abriya has to receive whatever he's getting inside is called Ora Nefesh. It cannot be anything else apart according to his vessels, like the ear cannot smell, or the eyes cannot hear. This is the same thing with Olam HaBriya, but because he's standing in the place of Zeran Pin Atzilut, what he receives from Atzilut is the light of Ruach, because Zeran Pin is a Ruach. So we can say that Bria receives Ora Ruach. How can it be? It receives Ora Ruach according to the place she's standing at. And this Ora Ruach in her, of course, it's felt like Ora Neshama, because in Bria there cannot be any other light according to her structure. So there is a confusion here. Yetzirah. Yetzira is standing in the place of her upper half, in the place of Atzilut. Yetzira itself receives Ruach according to her structure, and the additional she is receiving from Malchut Atzilut. Malchut Atzilut is Nefesh, so Yetzira receives Nefesh. Now, the vessels who receive the lights of Nefesh or Ruach can be called Guf. This is what's written. Why? Because Nefesh Ruach is the illumination of the vessels. Still, the vessels are not operating, and the light that they are receiving then does not revive them, does not give them the force of the action, of self-action, and that is why it is called Guf, body. And there's more and more and more. We will go through it again shortly, and we will see how much more we understand, how wiser we are. Again, item 43, below. His guf was from Olam Yetzira, his nefesh from Olam Bria, his ruach from Nukva de Zer'an Pin Da'atzilut, and his neshama from Zer'an Pin Da'atzilut. Also, he had neshama to neshama from Abba ve'ima Da'atzilut. We need a close examination here to compare this short text with the elaborate text presented later and with the rest of the articles regarding that matter. We must know that before the sin of Etz Hadat, Adam had two prinot naran. He had naran from Bia and also naran from Atzilut. He also had malbush chitzon on them, like the current corporal goof, about which it is said, "Then the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground." It is presented below that all of the olamot were on a higher level than they are now. It's strange. He created Adam, a dust from the ground. So what is more important? Adama or Afar? A dust or a ground? Or the ground? It's the same thing, so there wouldn't have been two words. Adama is something that is fruitful. It can give something. A dust is something that nothing can come out of. It's dead. So how did he create him? A dust from the ground. So he took from the ground the dust, and from the dust became a man. It's not like that. Yes, the dust from the ground. He took the last level of Adama, of the ground, the part that cannot be used from the ground. He created afar, dust from the Adama, from the ground. He created a man, a dust from the ground. From the part of the ground, he took the last level, the dust, and from it he created a man, Adam. But it is written differently, that you are from dust and you will return to dust. So we have ground, we have dust, and we have Adam. Adama, Afar, ve'Adam. Three levels. And Adam, he goes back, returns to Afar, to the dust. And he created because it's in Yetzirah.
That remains to be seen. Because from the current Chazé, the Yetzirah downwards was Maor Mador HaKlipot. Zeran Pin Datzilut was in the place of Abba, and Nukva in the place of Ima. Bria in the place of Zeran Pin Datzilut, and Gar the Yetzirah in the place of Nukva Datzilut. The bottom six of Yetzirah in the place of the top six of the current Bria. Gar the Asiya in the place of the bottom four of the current Bria. And the bottom six of Asiya in the place of the top six of the current Yetzirah. This is because the Siyum Raglin was in the place of the current the Yetzirah. The Malbu. What's the problem? I've sketched it here on the side. It thinks it's opposite. Let's go two sentences backwards. Where from? God is here. You will read. Okay, so you shall read. No. And it's brought here that the world's to get, we're in a higher level. Olamot. Can't hear. Comes from Vodet itself. Now and below was Mador HaKlipot, and Zeran Pin Datzilut was in the place of Abba, and Nukva in the place of Ima, and Bria in the place of Zeran Pin Datzilut. And Gar the Yetzirah in the place of Nukva Datzilut. And the six lowers of Yetzirah in the place of six upper of Yetzirah of now. The six first of Yetzirah. The six first of Bria of Achshav of now. Instead of the current, it's hard to concentrate. That's because you've been reading yourself. It's hard for him to carry on. We are in a line, and Vine. The Malbush Chitzon of Adam Arishon was made of Malchut de Asiya, called dust of the earth. And indeed, the place of Beit HaMikdash was built from this Bria de Malchut. However, Asiya was then completely above the current Chazé de Yetzirah. Afterwards, meaning here we have sketched it that there is Olam Asiya which stands in Chazé de Yetzirah. There is a Keter of Malchut until Malchut de Malchut, and there is Bina de Malchut of Asiya, who is called Beit HaMikdash, the Temple. But when is it called Beit HaMikdash? It's in the time that Olam HaAsiya is standing in his rising, and then Beit HaMikdash, the temple, is called in Chazé de Yetzirah, in Bina, who is standing there in Chazé de Yetzirah. Actually, from this point forward, if you remember that we have studied once upon a time, this is the Shoresh, the root of the man from Chazé de Yetzirah, from Adam. Shoresh of Beit HaMikdash and Adam is the same Shoresh. The root of Adam and the temple is the same root, Bina. Bina de Malchut de Asiya, who is standing in Chazé de Yetzirah.
So why did you paint it, drew it like it's standing in the place of painted it like this? Because later there will be the destruction. This is the destruction, Horban. So again, afterwards the Naran from I'm trying to find him. But then Asiya was above the Chazed, the Yitzira of now. Afterwards, he had Naran from Bia. So he's not telling us about the Malbush, where it's exactly coming from. He's saying from Malchut Asiya, meaning from all of it. This is all of this Malchut. It is all like Levush, the external dressing. In it, there's also an observation which is called the Beit HaMikdash, the temple. Afterwards, he had Naran from Bia. He had Nefesh Ruach from Asiya and Yetzira, which are also called Prina Guf of Adam HaRishon, meaning Nefesh Ruach. Where from? Nefesh Ruach he had from Asiya v'Yetzira, meaning we're talking not about the worlds but about Adam. We did not talk about Adam here. Here I've only explained about the worlds. So we need to draw now the world. So again, Atikar Khan Pina Bavim Zeran Pin Malchut Parsa. Sure, it's okay. You cannot do without it. Abavim, Arechan, Pin, Atik. This is the permanent place. Now they are rising one level. This is the place of Tabu, the general Tabu. So they're standing here. Zeran, Pin, and Malchut. Abba ve'ima, Arichan Pin, Atik, and then here Olam Abriya is standing. So here is the permanent place of Briya Yetzira Asiya. Let's say this is the machsom, the barrier or ending, siyum. This is the Olam Abriya. Where's Olam Abriya standing? And up to Chazed, the Olam Abriya, we have Olam Yetzira. And below, up to Chazed, the Yetzira, we have Olam Asiya. This is four Sfirot, this is six Sfirot. Four and six words. Up to Chazed Yetzira, and Chazed Yetzira is standing Olam Asiya, where we draw all of it is called Guf, body of Adam HaRishon, and Bina, the Malchut, is Beit HaMikdash, the temple. Is that understood? These are the worlds at the time of their rising, or at the time of they were created. This is how they were created, and below, Chazé de Yetzirah, this is Mador HaKlipot, the section of the Klipot. And now I was talking about the structure of Adam HaRishon, how he is arranged inside of these worlds. But is that clear? Yes or no? What? I don't understand what you're asking. Stand up, open your mouth. Malchut, and then there's a ranpin. It's written. Four. Why is it four? Because Malchit is dressing on Tanhid de Zeranpin. We have in restriction B, Tzimtzum Bet, we've been talking. Keter Chochma Bin Achesed Gvura Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod Malchut. Where in Tzimtzum Bet happened? Where did it happen? In Malchut, who rose up to Bina de Gufa, to the Tiferet, where it has four Sfirot, and that is why the Partsuf of Malchut is customizing on those four Sfirot. The ruling of Malchut on the Partsuf of Bina, on Partsuf Zeran, on the upper Partsuf, up to the Bina of that face, the last four Sfirot on him. That is why in Atzilut Zeran Pin is 10 Sfirot and Malchut is 4 Sfirot in comparison from his Chazeh and below.
Briah
is 10 Sfirot, but Yetzirah is now divided, it's customizing on the Malchut in four, in her so four Sfirot and six or six inferior are up to Chazeh of Ulam HaBriah, and the upper superior of Asiyah, and the six not on Tanhid de Briah, and six inferior of Asiyah on the six upper of the permanent Asiyah. And Malchut, the Asiyah is divided even more from Keter into Malchut in Bina. This is the Beit HaMikdash, the temple, and all of the Patsuf of Malchut, Malchut, the Malchut, the Asiyah. This is called Gufo, the Adam HaRishon, the his external customizing, his external dressing. What is it? I don't know. They are telling tziponaim, nails, levush the tziponaim, some sort of something second hand. I don't know. We'll see. What was the reason for the rising of the worlds? The worlds did not rise. They were born this way. The worlds, Olam Atzilut, was born in a place, is his permanent place. But then, in order to give birth to Olamot Bia, Zon de Atzilut had to rise to a higher level, because Zon de Atzilut have Nefesh Ruach, and a small does not give birth, so they need to rise to the level of Abba Vima de Atzilut. So they went up to the level of Abba Vima de Atzilut. In such a place, instead of Nefesh Ruach, they have Gar. Then they have the ability to give birth. They are gdolim, they are big like Abba Vima, so they give birth, the mulidim, Olam HaBriah, and then they customize on Olam HaBriah and give birth to Olam HaYetzirah, customize in Olam HaYetzirah and give birth to Olam HaAsiyah. We are talking about the birth of the worlds. How does the man was born? Where did it came from? That is remaining to be seen. It is not that simple. The worlds, we understand where they came from. From Galgalta Ve'naim of the breaking was born Olam Atzilut. From Galgalta Ve'naim of the Achat was born. Were born Olamot Briah Yetzirah Ve'Asiyah. From Achat,
In Galgalta Ve'enayim, we had Achap de Aliyah, Achap de Arising. And from Achap itself, we will have the Heart of Stone, Lev Ha'Aven. And this is all said about the breaking of the worlds and their structure. How it was done. But what happened with the neshama, with the soul of Adam HaRishon, we did not discuss it yet. Where did it come from? So it said that he took Adama, the ground, from the ground. He took a dust, and from the dust a man was being made. We don't understand what happened here. Which things he took? What is Adama? And how do you take afar out of it the most despicable thing, and from it you can create Adam? Afar from Adama. In fact, he created Yesh Me'ain. I don't know, we'll see. So it's clear why Asiya is dressing on a fourth Sfirot of Malchut. More questions? No. You want to ask something? Yeah, everybody's afraid. So that the all of no. Yishut, I've written Yishut here on above the Tabu. Yishut is standing. The first head of Nikudim, Rosh Aleph, the Nikudim. This Yishut is that. The Sag. Sag is Bina. In Bina there is Gar and Zat. Zat, the Bina, deals the inferior. So this is Sut, the higher Partsuf from Olam Atzilut. And in Atik is rising, it's a rising to his superior Partsuf, to his Sut. That is why I've written Yisut in there. More. When we're saying that the worlds of Bia are rising to Atzilut, they return to the structure of their birth, or
no.
We have been discussing the place of the worlds. Where is it? Oh, here. The place of Abia. The place of Abia is Nekudot Desag. The place of Olam Atzilut is above the Parsa. And the two-thirds attain of Tiferet is the place of Olam Abriya, Nehi Yetzira, and Malchut Asiya. This is the permanent place of the worlds. It has been set by Partsuf of Nekudot Desag. If Olamot Biya are not standing in their permanent place, this is how it's called, that they are standing in rising, not in their permanent place. So we have a place that is vessels of restriction A, Tzimtzum Aleph, and inside the place we have the worlds. These are vessels of Tzimtzum Bet, restriction B. They are one inside the other. Vessels of Tzimtzum Bet are much more restricted, much smaller inside vessels of restriction A, Tzimtzum Aleph. We can feel the vessels of the worlds as the environment through our soul, through our neshama, but the vessels of the place of the worlds, the vessels of Tzimtzum Aleph, we cannot feel. This is a different dimension. It does not exist for us. We cannot grab it, apprehend it. Now I don't even apprehend vessels of Tzimtzum Bet, because I'm not just adjusted to them, but vessels of restriction A, we entirely cannot understand. This is regarding the place. Now, this place on its own has something special about it. This place was
במקום.
in his place, but he could have also risen and go up and down. And that was prior to the Adam HaRishon. So let's say if we're saying that the worlds, those worlds, Atzilut Bria Yetzira Asiya, how they were born, and then they were arising before the birth of Adam HaRishon. We see the world ends in Chazeh de Yetzirah. This is the situation, the state of when where they were created, Olamot Bria. Then we had more risings in Adam HaRishon, in the birth of Adam HaRishon and before his sin. And then, together with the worlds, they were rising, their places were rising. Because it was all from Rosh Desag, managed by Rosh Desag. But after the sin of Etz Adam, Adam HaRishon fell down, and the worlds of Bia went down to their places, and their place has also declined to his permanent place, and then the place remained in his place, and only the worlds inside the place can move now, meaning now after the sin of Etz Hadat and throughout all of the corrections, the worlds can go up and down, and the place stays in his place. There are all sorts of things. So this is enough for today. God's willingly, tomorrow we will study what happened with Adam HaRishon.